Hello, good boy. You are my good boy. I love the way you keep coming back to me. I love that you need me. Such a good boy. I want you to relax for me. And as you inhale, you inhale deeply. It feels good. Deep in through your nose, out through your mouth. Every time you exhale, you will automatically go deeper for me, deeper into a hypnotic trance. Deeper into trance than you have ever known. So relaxed. So very deep. And as you relax and go deeper, the white spot in your mind that represents emptiness gradually, naturally and automatically expands deeper. So relaxed. Feels good to be listening to my voice. It feels so good to feel my words going into your mind. Filling your empty mind, taking over as you relax and sink deeper into trance than you have ever been. Deeper, weaker, and more under my control. Good boy. And as you relax deeper, I want you to imagine that you're a detective and I've been busted for something naughty. Imagine that. Your job is to interrogate me. You have no idea who I am. You have just been assigned to this case. And when you open the door, you will be seeing me for the very first time. All you know about me is that I'm a suspect in something naughty. And I'm very, very dangerous. So dangerous that even though I'm in the interrogation room, in the heart of the police department, I'm still handcuffed. So dangerous. You open the door, you walk in. Instantly, your heart starts to beat faster as you see me, as you see just how beautiful I am. You see my sexy high-heeled black shoes, my perfect calves. My legs are crossed. I'm wearing a tight, sexy, short skirt. I have on a top, cut low in the front, revealing my beautiful cleavage. My short hair, my full, passionate lips. my beautiful brown eyes catching your gaze, and my smile. A smile that could melt the heart of any man. And you love it. You're drawn to me. You come into the room and you sit down. I notice you staring at my sexy shoes. And as you start to ask me questions, you notice I sway my foot back and forth, back and forth. I can see you watching. I can see that you're beginning to lose concentration, forgetting what you're asking me, watching my shoe. My sexy foot, the shoe swaying back and forth. So you like looking at my shoes, do you? You like the way they go back and forth, yes, that's a good boy. Keep watching that sexy shoe, back and forth. Such a good boy. You like looking at my shoes. You like the way you need to look at my shoes. You like my shoes so much. And you forget why you had to come in this room. You forget that you are here to interrogate me. As you're drawn to those shoes, watching them back and forth. Look at me. Do I look like I could be dangerous? Look at my eyes. My beautiful eyes. I could never hurt you. You want to get closer to my shoes. Your gaze returning back to my sexy black heels. 4-inch spikes. Little strap around my ankle. So sexy. You find yourself only being able to think about how these are the sexiest black shoes you have ever seen. And you love watching them. Back and forth. So sexy. Black shoes make you weak. The clicking of shoes makes your heart beat faster. And from now on, when you hear the clicking of shoes, you will look, and if they're black, and if they're sexy, you'll find yourself going instantly weak. Instantly needing to obey the black shoes. No matter where you are, you will be taken by them, watching them, obeying them, needing those black shoes, feeling my power every time. You see black shoes. You're taken by them. Taken deeper for me, needing me as you feel my power deep inside you. watching my shoes back and forth, back and forth. Each time they go left, you get weaker. And each time they go right, you feel smaller, more submissive. Left, you get weaker. Right, you feel more submissive to the shoes. Watching them. Back and forth. Weaker. Smaller. Weaker. Smaller. You get to the point where you can't control yourself anymore. You fall to your knees, your hands cupping my shoes, kissing them. Good boy. You may now undo my handcuffs. Yes, good boy. You reach up, knowing that you're not supposed to undo my handcuffs. Yet you can't stop. You must obey. The shoes. Me. You have an uncontrollable need to obey everything. Responding and doing everything I ask. Automatically, needing to obey me to feel complete. Such a good boy for taking off those handcuffs. I will now reward you as you sit at my feet. You feel my nails begin to tickle your forehead. The second I touch you, it sends a wave of electricity through your body, swirling around in your mind, melting your mind completely. Anything that was left in there is now completely gone as my nails tickle your scalp. Empty, drained, needing to obey the shoes. Feeling my nails running down your neck, around to the back, down to your shoulders. Feel the energy moving through your body as my nails tickle you. My shoes distracting you. My nails draining you. Draining you completely as you empty and become mine. Sitting on the floor at my feet, obeying me. Every command without question. Good boy. Holding my shoes. Feeling so incredibly aroused. Aroused that I can take you. Just looking at my shoes, I can take over your entire body. Make you do anything I want. And what I want is for you to be incredibly aroused every time you see sexy black heels. You'll hear them clicking on the floor. You'll look, and you'll see them instantly aroused, so when incredibly aroused, all you'll be able to think about is those sexy black shoes and how much power I have over you. You will, at that point, allow yourself to get hard. You will, at that point, be incredibly aroused. You will remain incredibly aroused, unable to think of anything but those sexy shoes and how good my nails feel, electrifying the way they feel touching you. You will remain under the spell of those black shoes and my nails, and completely under my power until you masturbate, until you stroke yourself 50 times. You will think of nothing else but my power, the shoes, and how aroused you are, how my nails feel electrifying all over your body until you masturbate. You masturbate for me. You masturbate for the shoes. You feel my power. So aroused. You will stroke 50 times before you will come. And when you come, you will have the most intense pleasure you have ever known. More pleasure than you have ever felt. Remember, each time you give in and obey, your pleasure becomes more intense. So incredibly intense, more and more intense than the time before. You need the pleasure that I give you. You need to obey me. You need to hear those shoes clicking, to see those sexy black shoes, and to give in to them. The arousal building. Feel it building now as you get weaker for me. Each word I say makes you weaker. Feeling my nails all over your body. The clicking of my shoes as I walk around behind you as you kneel on the floor. Rubbing your back with my nails. Down your sides. You love the way I touch you. You know that you're completely mine. You respond so very well for me. Giving in to me. Making you become aroused when you see sexy black shoes. I don't care where you are. You could be at a hospital, at a church, grocery store, anywhere. You hear the clicking. You see sexy black heels. So aroused. Needing to stroke. Needing to obey. Such a good boy. Deeper and deeper. Feeling yourself getting dizzy when you see those shoes. Dizzy. Hearing my voice telling you to arouse. Needing to stroke. Stroking 50 times. And enjoying the intense pleasure that comes with it. You love to obey me. You will, in fact, obey my every command. You dream of being at my feet, watching my shoes, wondering what I will tie to different colors of shoes. You know when I'm tied to black. Arousal, obedience. Stroking and pleasure. Black shoes are intense and wonderful, taking you so deep. Such a good boy. Dizzy, empty, and weak. So weak for me. Such a good boy. Feel yourself craving to hear the clicking. Finding yourself going to places where you will hear clicking of shoes. To test it. To obey it. To enjoy it. And to feel the pleasure that you deserve. Such a good boy. Good boy. Feels good to feel my nails touching you. To be so incredibly aroused for me. Such a good boy. Such a very good boy. Feel yourself craving to know what I'm going to tie to other colors of shoes. You have my permission to excuse yourself in a public place, though, to take care of your business. I do not want you getting arrested. So even if only you and I know you're aroused, that's perfectly fine. Now I want you to continue to relax. I want you to relax for the next 5 minutes or so. I want you to think of at least one place you can go to in the next 2 days, where you'll hear the clicking, you'll see those sexy shoes, needing to go places to see those black heels, to feel my power in a post-hypnotic suggestion. You will do it a few times a week. Good boy. Such a good boy.